And Maggie is not the only one to have been having a bit of a sort. But Neil Haverson simply cannot bring himself to get rid of his old address book. Here's Neil to tell us why.
It's showing its age. The spine is almost gone, it's frayed at the edges and held together with a couple of elastic bands. We did buy a new one, but we just can't bring ourselves to throw away our old address book. It was originally Mrs. H's, so it predates our marriage. There is a calendar in the front for 1968. It contains details of her old school friends and people she knew as a youngster. When I came on board, my circle was gradually added. When we sat down to do the annual writing of Christmas cards and thumbed gingerly through the pages, we realised it has become more than just a book to record names and addresses. It is of historical significance. People we have long since forgotten are listed. A single line through an entry indicates someone has moved or, sadly, is no longer with us. We can track the movement of our children when they left home. To our surprise, it revealed that our son has had no less than 9 addresses since he quit the nest. Flats, houses, shares, and finally marital homes. And there was that cosy flat our daughter had in the village near the river. Memories were triggered of helping them both with removals and decorating. Not to mention the bank of Mum and Dad underwriting some of their essentials. Sections of our family trees are there with details of grandparents, parents, siblings, uncles, aunts and cousins. A friend of mine caused chaos in the L's. He moved so many times, some of Kay's pages had to be commandeered to make room for more L's. And of course we found ourselves saying, where are they now? People we knew from way back, did they go on to raise families and have successful careers? We shall never know. There was the odd pang of guilt when I came across the name of someone I had not been in touch with for ages. And there is no excuse. Mind you, it is a two-way street. They haven't contacted me. We do keep our contacts in our phones. They go everywhere with us or are available at a couple of taps. No going to draw to dig out the address book. But no striking a line through when someone moves. Just update or delete them. History lost at the tap of a button. Looking at the bigger picture, electronic storage means that much of our documented past will disappear. How many of us have found old papers, letters and postcards among personal effects when someone has passed away, giving an insight into their lives and the social history of the day? With communication more and more taking place via emails and texts, future generations won't have these treasured mementos. It won't be the same going through their Twitter feed, if you know the password. Photographs are often stored electronically. Scrolling through screen after screen of pictures just isn't the same as sorting through a pile of poignant old prints. And you can't write on the back of a JPEG. More and more companies are trying to persuade us to go paperless. No hard copy invoices or receipts. I have resisted overtures from my bank to receive my statements online. Of course, it's cheaper for them, and I must admit that filing them away does take time and space. But in a recent clear-out, I found it fascinating to look at statements from several years ago. What I was earning, the cost of the mortgage, insuring the house and the car, and raising 2 children. And when the time comes, I can just imagine their horror as they trawl through our massive legacy of paperwork. I wonder what they'll make of our precious address book.
Oh, Neil, I'm certainly with you on all of that.